The Europe Report with Kanaan Lipschitz.
Kanaan, as always, good afternoon and thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. I must apologize for the disturbances in the background. I'm actually on a train and the train service is not doing very well in the Netherlands right now. Okay. Let's hope we can still have this conversation.
So far, so good. So then let's get right to it, because at the moment it's clear. Kanaan, interesting development. We did speak at Tonchai FM a little earlier this week about the fact that Sarah Khalimi's murderer was acquitted in France for having a delirious episode following smoking a joint, which revolted me, because all one has to do to kill a Jew in France is get high, by the sounds of it. What is the response been in France by French Jews to that acquittal?
Well, in one aspect, it has been quite strong. Thousands in Marseille, Paris, Lyon went to the streets on Sunday and marched against this perceived outrage. On the other hand, listen, this has been going on for a while now, the realization that Kobili Traoré, a 29-year-old Muslim man, will not stand trial for butchering his Jewish neighbor in 2017. While police were standing outside for 40 minutes, this man pummeled her, called her a demon, shouted about Allah, Allahu Akbar, and recited the surahs from the Quran. Police officers heard that, neighbors called them, but they didn't enter, because they thought that a terrorist event was underway. Now, this is important, I'm mentioning this, because it's easy to assume that the judiciary in France doesn't want to open the Khalimi case because they don't want to face up to Muslim anti-Semitism. It's a problem in a country with millions of Muslim residents. It has implications far beyond that of the Jewish community. It means integration has failed in France. It's pretty far-reaching. That is one theory, certainly. And there is some evidence supporting that theory. A 2016 report by the French human rights state watchdog said that there is no such as new anti-Semitism. But according to the BNVCA, which is a Jewish watchdog, it's not an attempt to hide Muslim anti-Semitism, but actually an attempt to hide an investigation into what happened when police stood outside the home of this woman when she was being butchered. A trial would inevitably bring up that question, and there are Jewish people demanding answers.
Correctly so. And what's the response been on that point? I mean, I'm just interested, because that's got nothing to do with the murderer. This is, what was the explanation given by the French police?
This is the great unknown of this case. French politicians, French officials are happy to debate the issue of Muslim anti-Semitism. I mean, it's out there. It's not like it's a big taboo. All the papers are writing about it. What they've been less forthcoming in doing and less pressed to do is explain why they let this woman get killed. She was beaten and then thrown out the window over her third story apartment. And by the way, witnesses heard Traoré, her killer, saying there's a woman who just threw herself outside the window. So he was conceivably, according to these testimonies, already thinking up an alibi. He fled the scene, by the way, but was apprehended a few minutes later.
Wow. I mean, I almost think that we need here a lawyer on the line, a South African lawyer, to just explain the intricacies of this to us. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you're a police person and this is happening, it almost makes you an accomplice. I mean, what excuse could you possibly have? Very, very worrying development. Let's end on something a little bit lighter, because, wow, there's been a lot of bad news this week. Let's talk about, first in the world, a kosher Russian bar where you can what? Order a tequila and a shiur at the same time. What's the story?
Oh, tequila is only the beginning here. We're talking about a sophisticated bar with a not-so-sophisticated name called Kosher Bar. Okay. It's actually in Ukraine, in Odessa, okay, which is a lively bustling port city with a developed drinking culture. Actually, all the post-Soviet countries have a very well-developed drinking culture, as you can imagine.
Yes.
This so far has not really translated itself into a place where Jews, observant Jews, can just sit and order a cocktail or even order tequila that they know is certified because it has a kosher certification. Well, that ended in August when a guy called David Reutmann, he's a fifth generation Odessan, the only member of his family to have survived the Holocaust and World War II. He opened this, this project. And he's not looking to make a buck because there's fairly heavy limitations on how much money you can make off a kosher bar, right? You can't open on Shabbat, so that's half your weekend, correct, which is the money time.
Yes.
You can't open for the duration of Chol HaMoed in Passover. That's spring break. That's when all the students come out to drink. So, you know, he's not going to make a hand over fist here in terms of money. What he wants, he says, if this just pays back the investment, then that's good enough, because he wants a place where, you know, Haredi, Haredi Orthodox observant couples can go on date night.